Hey, that guy called me right now.
I was just about to ask the right answer.
Oh, okay.
Question.
Oh,
Good afternoon, Divine Tanning. This is Allie. How may I help you?
Hey, Allie. It's Tyler over at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Oh, very good, Tyler. Hey, listen, I'm sorry to say, but the tax man is gone. And right now, I'm not doing anything because of the fact that I just got back the other day looking at my property. And yes, I got approved for my property. But I found news out that they're going to build a building in front of my tanning salon, and that's going to block my frontage view.
They're going to put a building in front of your...
So everything is... Exactly. And the contractor, he owns the property, and they're getting ready to cut, break ground in 2 months.
No way.
It's not going to be... No way is right. And the people that are already there are pretty furious.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, you can't, and I asked his wife today, I said, so that means I'm going to put up an $8,000 sign. Are you going to be able to see it from the road? She goes, no, because the building will block it.
Wow. Did you already sign off on the new location?
Oh, No, I did not. Thank God I did not. And I talked to them today, and I told them, please don't submit my application in. And so I called the equipment guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, he goes, Allison, he goes, as much as I want you to have this, he said, that puts a bad taste in my mouth. He goes, furthermore, he goes, I can't believe that he would build something. I said, he is. And I said,
I don't understand why he would jeopardize all that business for the one. Is it just one business that's going in there? You don't know?
I have no idea. You know why? Because there's a big bar that's two stores down. So yesterday, the parking lot was completely full with people who hang out at the bar, at Flanagan's. It's a sports bar. So there was no parking available in my slot, so I asked him about that today. And he says, you know what he told me? He says, well, your clients could drive around the, well, his wife said, they could drive around the building on our side. I said, my clients aren't going to want to drive around the building. I said,
no.
Mr. Murphy, I said, I have a big, huge tan salon. I have 12 spots in front of mine, from the, in the front, and then across the way is my spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if my clients don't park there, they get furious if they got to park and ride the bike shop. Because it's windy for one thing up here, it's cold, it's rainy, it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to walk. So that put a dilemma in one, and when she said that they're building that really... threw it off. So I asked, of course, the guy who does the tanning beds, and they do the economic, you know, the...
Yeah.
You know how they make sure that everything is great, you know, right there? And he looked up, he said, that puts a nasty taste in my mouth, Allie. So he goes, as much as I want you to have that property, because the guy did put the electricity in, but there's a reason why that building didn't go. Because, see, 2 years ago I was looking at it, he went ahead and did that, but now... There was a dry cleaner that was going to go in there, right?
Yeah.
They backed out. So now it all kind of starting to make sense. Because a dry cleaner is going to need that big amperage too. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But who's going to park around the corner to go pick up their dry cleaning? And if you can't see the sign, dry cleaner.
What is the building that they're putting in? Is
you know,
it like
when
a
you're
business
driving
building?
Back,
what is it? Is it just another...
They're putting a big gymnasium up.
Oh, wow.
A big gymnasium.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's not going to work. Okay,
wow.
Where my stuff is.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you have me at the corner. I got a big, huge corner lot. Then you have a doctor's office, a dentist. And then you have a Sound City. And then next to Sound City, you have a hair salon and then a big bike shop, right?
Uh-huh.
And then in the middle of us, on the other side, is a big square parking lot, okay? Well, that's where their dirt is, and that's like where they'd be building a big building in front of the hair salon and the bike shop.
Wow.
Who does that?
I don't understand.
That?
If he owns the property, how is he able to do that without getting... Wouldn't you have to get permission from the other businesses? I would think.
Well, that's what, unless he got permission before, you know. But that's what we just took place today.
Wow.
And So right now, I put everything on the back burner, even my guy who's been, you know, with my equipment. And he's like, Allie, he goes, the most I want you to have it. She says, that puts a bad taste. He goes, you're not going to be able to advertise. And then she said, well, there'll be like a little frontage sign that you could use. Who drives 55 miles an hour down a road or up 35, 40 miles an hour up to a stop to look at a small sign?
Yeah.
Who?
Especially when there's a big gym in front of it.
When I go, no. Exactly. And then when I go get my nails done, if I can't find parking, or even if I go to the store, if I can't find decent parking, I won't go. I'll say, oh, forget it. I'll go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
No, I completely get what you're saying.
And
wild.
In my busy hours, you know, in my summer, I've got like 17 people in here at one time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. People waiting to tan. 12 beds being taken. And then people sitting down in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 chairs. You know?
Yeah, no, I got
they're
you.
They're not going to park around the block to come tan.
No. Was there other locations that you were looking at?
Well, that's the thing. I'm waiting right now. We drove by one, me and Richard did yesterday, but it hasn't been. It's right off the freeway up there, off of Ranchero.
Mm-hmm.
And off of the 15 freeway, they just now broke ground. It says call for spaces, but I don't know how much that would be in front of the freeway. You know what I'm saying? That could be awfully expensive, like maybe $5,000-$6,000 a month.
Well, that and if you got to renovate it in any way, shape, or form, now you're talking about pushing time back too on the equipment.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really unfortunate for you guys. Wow.
No,
are you at like
really
max?
So
are
right
you at
now,
max
I'm
capacity?
At mine?
Yeah, at your current location.
No,
is there room for expansion?
Well, I've got. There's room. I've got my buildings. I have 10 beds and a stand up already.
Mhm.
I've got 2,370 square feet. There is some open space in here, but my salon is designed like Beverly Hills in here. It's beautiful. And I have an office. I have an office, a private office. I have a little gym back here with an elliptical and a TV right now. I'm going to let you hear it. And a big old treadmill here, the TV. See the TV?
Yeah.
And then
got
I got
a little bit of everything.
Storage unit. I got a laundry room. I got a bathroom. And I got a spray unit. So what I'm thinking about doing, because I did, this is what I'm going to let you know. We talked to the equipment guy. He said, I got water hookup for where a spray tan is. I might bring in a VersaSpa,
mm-hmm.
you know, a thing that they can tan in, you know, spray tan. And then maybe switch out 3 beds and update some beds.
Okay.
Here. So we're just waiting for Mr. Murphy to call me back. And he told me, says, Allison, because I'm going to be honest with you. He says, he looked at it, and he says, I'm not happy with it. And he goes, and that honestly leaves a bad taste in my mouth for you. He says, because people aren't going to be slowing down to say, oh, what's behind there?
Yeah.
Especially when
it's just a big gym.
And there's no parking. Yeah,
wow.
Right, exactly. So you go figure, and this is the God's honest truth. First off, I won't lie. So I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So we're just waiting for the property guy to call me back and get this verified for sure, and then I'll let you know, my friend.
Okay. Well, what I'll do here is I'll maybe try and touch
base
here mid-next week, give you some time to figure all that out. If anything does come up before then, just give me a call or shoot me an email, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Allie. It was good talking to you. In touch.
All right, hon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.